rabin that got clogged up, you're allowed to fix it on Chol HaMoed. So we dash in chatita in chafiruloi. Poshas mash again, if you have the flow of water going through the gutter of water, let's say you had the gutter of the dirty water flowing through the shisarabim, there was like a gutter for it to go through. If it got clogged up, you're allowed to clean it out on Chol HaMoed. So it would be medayik chatita means just scratching it out, just cleaning it out. But chafiruloi. But if you have to really dig like a new ditch, a new canal, that's also to do for the purpose of the shisarabim. Now, Omer Rav Yaakov, Omer Rav Yechanan, that's only if this ditch, this canal, the rabbin doesn't really need it. Then only chatita, just scratching it a little bit, is mutter to clean it out, but not to really have to dig it out. A chafira, digging, that's awesome. Let's say this was a canal going through the Rishus Rabbin, that the whole rabbin used this water, it was the purpose for the rabbin, then afilo chafira mutter. Even if your mamash have to really dig it out now, your real chafira, real digging, it's a real big bother, still it's mutter and Chol HaMoed. Again, the Yisoidis, Tzorchei Rabin, is Mutter and Chol HaMoed. If you want to dig the canal through the Rishus Rabin, that the Rabin needs this water to go there, even though it's a big bother to dig it out, but since it's a Tzorchei Rabin, it's Mutter. For the Gemara, is that true? V'chi Rabin Tzrichim Lehem Mishori, if the Rabin needs it, are you allowed to dig the canal? For your Tanya, we learned like this. Choytetin Boiroi Sichin Amor Risho Yochid. Chaitin again means only scratch a little bit. If you have already a bore, a ditch there of water, and it got clogged up, you could just scratch it out a little bit. Shel yachid. If you ain't tzorch leim shel rabim, then for sure, if this ditch belonged to the rabim, for sure you could scratch it out to clean it. But it says clearly, if you ain't chayfrin boiris tichin amaris. But you're not allowed to dig out now a new ditch, tichin amaris, also type of ditches. Shel rabim. Even though it belongs to the rabim, still you can't dig it out at Chol HaMoed. The ain't tzorch leim shel yachid, and for sure you can't dig out a new ditch for a private person. So lechurit, my love, aren't we talking about here? The shirabim tzrichim lehem. Even if the rabbim needs this canal of water, still you're not allowed to dig the ditch metchiler on Chol HaMoed. So it's a stira. Before Rabbi Yaakov says, when the rabbim needs the ditch, we're allowed to even make a chafira, dig out the ditch, dig out the canal for the rabbim. And here it's mashma, no. So Gemara says, no, there's no stira loy. Here we're talking about Bishain Rabim Tzrichim Lehem. Talking about where the Rabin does not need this canal. It's not necessary for the Rabin. So even though it's going through the Rishus Rabin, here it's only mutter, a chatita, to scratch it out, but not to make it new, not to make a chfira, digging it out. So Gemara says, what do you say now? We're talking about where the Rabin does not need it. If so, the kavosta gabi yochid, the same case should be by a private person, shein yochid sorachlem. We're talking about that the private person does not need this ditch. So for the Gemara, if the private person doesn't need it now in Chol HaMoed, chatita mishari, is a mutter even to scratch it out, do a little fixing up, is that mutter in Chol HaMoed? For a tanya, we learn like this, boiroi sichin amaris, if you have your ditches, your flow of water, shel yochid, that belongs to a private person, koinsin mayin l'toichin, you're allowed to fill it up with water, avoloi chaitatin, but you can't scratch it out, like if it got clogged up, you can't make a chatita scratch it out, voloi shofin, not smooth it out, as it came, if there are holes, cracks on the side, you can't smooth out the sides. Fish show rabbin, mashenken, if this ditch belongs to the rabbin, then chayt it in oisin, you're allowed to scratch it out. Fish shofen as it came, if there are cracks there, you could smooth out the cracks. So what do you see? That when the rabbin doesn't need it, if the yochid doesn't need it, it's also even chatita. When is chatita mutter? Only when the yochid needs it. But if you're telling me now we're talking about when they don't need it, so why is chatita mutter? To Ella, what do you have to answer? My shebi yochid sarachlem. Ella, my, why is chatita to scratch out the hole is mutter? Because the yochid needs it. If so, the kavosa gaba rabim, then the same opposite is by the rabim, vishirabim tzrichlem, when the rabim needs it, vishir water. So if so, chafira mi osir, is chafira osir then? Like this price says, even for the rabim, only chatita scratching out is mutter, but not real digging. And it says by yochid also chatita is mutter. Now, chatita is only mutter by yochid where he needs it. So it's mashma even by a rabbim also, even when they need it, only chatita is mutter, not chafira. So it's a kasha to Rabbi Yaakov. For the Gemara, is chafira also. The Yotani we learned, boiros tichin amaris shel yochid kain semayil matoichon, v'chotzit in oisin, that you're allowed to scratch it out, v'loi shofen es etkeyem, but you can't smooth it out, v'loi chotzit in latoichon, v'loi sad in oisin besid, and you can't put lime around it. This is only because it belongs to a yochid. Vishel Rabim, well, let's say it belongs to the Rabim, to the public, then the locher is Chayfre Noison, you could even dig it out for the first time. Vishadin Noison, you could smooth it out with lime Vishid. So Chorot Sefira. Here we're saying if the Rabim needs it, it's Mutter Ibn Chafira. So how come before we said only Chatit was Mutter? Elakashach Kamaisa Tesira. So Matira Tachi. Chaytatin Barisho Yachim Bishiyacha Tzorach Lehem. V'yein Tzorach Lehem Bisharabim Bisharabim. When Kisharabim Tzorich Lehem. The Afilu Chafira Mutter. Because when the Rabim needs it, then he can even dig it out. Of the Yain Chayfrin Baris Tichin Amarish Rabim, but you're not allowed to dig out ditches for the Rabim Bishain Rabim Tzrichalahem when the Rabim does not need it. The Yain Tzarach Loi Meshal Yachid, and for sure you can't dig out a ditch for a private person when he does need it. Why? The Chayin Yachid Tzarach Lem, because when a Yachid does not need his ditch, Afilu Chatita Nami Yosser, even a little scratching out is also Yosser. Maybe there's no stira. Shall Rabim, it depends. If you don't need it, Chatita is Mutter. Chafira, digging it out for the first time, it's Asa. But when the Rabbin needs this ditch of water now, then even Chafira, Tzorchi Rabbin is Mutter, and Cholomayit. Alright, we'll stop here. You're beholden to Afheyam and Aleph. In the middle of the Gemara, again, we just got finished proving the point that there's a difference if you do something tzorchei harabim, if you want to make a ditch or a hole for the water of the rabim, it's mutter even to make a chafira, to dig it out if the rabim needs it. But if the rabim does not need it, then it's only mutter chatita to scratch it out. But for a borer of a yochid, then if he needs it, you could do chatita, just scratch it out. It was there before, he got stuffed up, you let him scratch it out. But to make it from the new, it's awesome. So what said the Omer of Ashi? Masnisa Nami Deka. For now, Mishnah is also a proof to this. Tiktoni says now, Mishnah, Oisin Kol Tzorche Rabim. For the Rabim, you gotta do everything. So, Kol Asu Yamai. What does it come to include when it says a lashon of Kol Tzorche Rabim? Anything the Rabim needs, you're allowed to do. My Lav Lasuya Chafira. Doesn't it come to include Chafira? That if you have to have a ditch of water for the purpose of the Rabim, you're allowed to go to dig it out now to make a Chafira to dig for the Rabim. Tomorrow says, lo, could be for now, Mishnah is no proof. Hatayil asu yehoda tanya. Our Mishnah means to come to include other cases. Like we learned, yoitzim lekavei ses adrochim. You're allowed to go out on Chalamoid to fix up the roads. Lekavei, means Rashi says, to pick out the thorns. If there are thorns in the road, you're allowed to clean out the thorns. Ulesakin es arachoivois. If you have a general meeting place, also you're allowed to clean it out to make it usable. The Yesoas Tartois, Rashi, the side it says, it means Pirish Jerochim Am Feloshim. If you have like main roads, also you're allowed to clean them out to make sure they're usable for the Rabbim during Cholomoyd. The Lomud Yesa Mikvois, you're allowed to check out the Mikvois in the city to make sure they still have Aboyim Sor, that they're still kosher. And the Chol Mikvah Shein Boy Aboyim Sor, if you check out a Mikvah and see it doesn't have enough water, it doesn't have aboyim sor, is magilon l'toychei aboyim sor. Let water go into it, make sure that you have aboyim sor inside the mikvah. So these things you're allowed to do on Chol HaMoed. Because that tzorchei rabim, they're the purpose of the rabim that's going to use it. Or minayin, how do I know? Shim lo yotzu, if you did not go out to fix the roads. Vi also kol elu, and something happened here, that she kol domim shenishbuchu shom malaleim akosef kilu heim shovchum. Like, in other words, if there were thorns in the main road and you did not go to clean it off and somebody hurt themselves, somebody got killed there, it's considered like you killed them. Talmud Lema, the Pasuk says, "Fohoyu alecha damim." Like, that's by Hilchos Makkeh. If you don't make a fence around your roof and somebody falls off it, it's considered your fault. Fohoyu alecha damim. That is, when you have a mikshel, you're supposed to clean it out to make sure nobody will hurt themselves. So not only are you allowed to do it, but there's a mitzvah to do it. To clean out the drochim, to make sure it's safe for the rabbin to use it. So koponim, that's what the Mishnah means. Tzorchei rabbim in the Mishnah means not to dig the bore, but it means to fix out, clean out the roads. For at the Gemara, ha'be'edjikatoni lo. The Mishnah can't mean to include these cases, because the Mishnah says these cases clearly. And still it says, kol tzorchei rabbim. Because the Mishnah says, "Umesaknin es adrochim." Clearly, you're allowed to fix out, clean out the roads. V'yes arachoyvois, the main meeting places. V'yes mikvois, ha mikvois, when you're allowed to clean out, measure out the mikvah, make sure it's still kosher. V'yoysen kol tzorchi rabim. And still the Mishnah ends off to say, you're allowed to do kol tzorchi rabim acholamoyed. Is lasuya mai? What does the Mishnah mean to include this extra kol tzorchi rabim? Lav lasuya chafira shmamina. It comes to include that you're even allowed to dig out the ditch from the beginning l'tzorchi rabim. So our Mishnah is also proof to this halacha, the Braisa, that tzorchi rabim, if the rabim needs the water, needs the ditch of water, you're allowed to dig out the ditch of water at the beginning on chol hamoed. Right, then the Mishnah says, mitzayon nesakvoros, that on chol hamoed you're allowed to go out in the fields, and you see a person is buried there, you're allowed to make a tziyon. A tziyon means put some white lime around it, that people that are Isaac and Tyrus are holding truma, should be careful not to walk over it, not to become tummy. So Gemara says, Omer Rav Shimon ben Pazi, remez letzion kvur kvoros, min atori minayin. Where's the remez midiraisa that there's such an inyan to make a tzion on top of a kever, that if somebody's buried there, there should be a sign on top, people should know not to walk over it, that has to remain tor. Where's the remez min atori? Talmud Lomer, the Pasuk says in Yecheskel, urei etzem odom, ubon etz letzion. If you see a bone of a person, of a mace, so build next to the tzion. That's the, so Rashi says, Yecheskel misnabo, al osed lovo, Yecheskel saying in the Nevuah, what's going to happen? Sheyasel Yisrael tzionim, that Klai Yisrael will make like marks where somebody is buried. Al atzomay sapgorim, hamushlochim, if you have the bones of the mason that has been thrown around, there's an inyan to make it see and to make a mark there. So the remez who, just a remez, shleibah kasev al lahasiv lumay sheyodem oisetziyon. The pasuk is only coming to teach us that people should do it. So it's a remez in Yecheskel to make it seen on top of a kever. So Gemara asks, Omalei Ravina Ravashi, ha'mikame delaysi Yecheskel, and before Yecheskel came, man Omar, who said it? Like Yecheskel, the Nevi'im can't be mechadish nu alochis. If you want to know where the remez is, there has to be some remez in the Torah. Like Yecheskel can't come and say something new if he didn't know it from the Torah. So the question again is, where is it in the Torah? So Mar says, that's not a kasha. So Mar says, L'taim mech, if he has such a question, Hod yomer Rav Chizda, that dover zeh mitoris meish Rabbeinu lo lamadnu. Rav Chizda says clearly, there is an halacha, that if you read the Torah itself, you don't know this halacha. From Torah meish, we don't know it. But midivri Yecheskel ben buzi lamadnu, if you learn the novi Yecheskel, you'll see this halacha. That what is called ben nechor oral lev the oral basal a yovel a mikdashi. That an oral is even an oral lev means not only a person that doesn't have a bris milah. If he's a kofer, if the lev in a heart is against Hashem, he also can't do the avodah a kain is basal to do the avodah the mikdash. Rashi says oral basal means shemes achiv machmes milah. If your brother died because during the milah. And the law is they don't have to make a bris milah on you, because it's a suffix, maybe you'll die also. But lemaisa still, you're called an oral, you're not allowed to do the avoid in the base of Migdish. How do we know this from? In the Torah itself, it doesn't say this any place. But in Yecheskel Bambuzi, it says it, that oral lave, oral basar, can't come to do the avoid. Is mekame de leisi Yecheskel man omer? So before Yecheskel came around, how did Yecheskel like know the halacha himself? Who taught it to him before that? He can't make up a new halacha. It has to be from the Torah. It doesn't say in the Torah. Ella, what do you have to say? Gemara gemira lo. The yasi Yecheskel v'yasamchu akro. It's a gemara gemira like a halacha. It's halacha l'mashim Sinai. These halachas. And Yecheskel only came to put it down in a smacht in a pasuk. His achanami v'yas also. Gemara Gemirula, that's halacha l'moshe Sinai, that if you have a kever, you're supposed to put a tzia and a mark around it, that people should know to stay away who has to be Torah. The Yossi Yecheskel v'yasamchu akro, and Yecheskel came and made it nasmachta. So it's not the pshat Yecheskel is coming to make up new halachas. The Nevi'im can't make up new halachas. But the pshat was, it was halacha l'moshe Sinai already. And Yecheskel is the one that came to write it down in Yecheskel. Rabbi Yavu Rama Mehokam. Rabbi says, no, there's a pasuk in the Torah, there's a remnant from the Torah itself. The pasuk says, V'tome Tome Yikra. Pasuk the pasuk know about a Mitzorah, after the Kohen said, he's Vadai Tome, with the pasuk says, Tome Tome Yikra. She call out that he's Tome. So we dash him like this, Tuma Kuraloi, V'yameris Loi Porish. The extra lashon of tome yikra is a lashon of mashal, as if it means to say that if you have a mace buried there, the mace itself should yell out and tell you, stay away from me, I'm tome. What does that mean? That means that it should be a tzion there. If you have a mark there, a white line, that everybody knows the kever is there, people will stay away. So this is the remez, that on top of a kever, you should have a remez, you should have a mark there, that people should know to stay away, as if the mace is yelling out, stay away, stay away. V'chein amar Rabbi Uziel, bar bred de Rebbe Uziel, Rabba, name of Rebbe Uziel, Rabba, the older one, that tumah kareya loy v'yameris loy parish. The pasuk means tumah tamikra, as if the tumah itself is yelling out to you, stay away. Fred the Gemara, is that true? Is that the pshat in this pasuk? Fahayli hochiyu diyosa. Does the pasuk come for this purpose? We need this pasuk by a mitzvah that's tamei. Now the pasuk says the tamei tamei yikri should call out to this tamei for this halacha. We learned the tamei tamei yikri. What does that mean? Tzorech lohidia tzara l'rabin. Like this mitzvah, now that you oiska pasuk and the kohen said yavadei tamei, there's an inyan you should go tell people your tzoros. Like to be a mitzvah is a terrible thing. You have to go outside the machne. You can't be with your wife. Can't be with your mishpacha. You have to live outside the machne. It's a big tzar. So there's an inyan to tell people about your tzar, the problems that you have. For what purpose? The rabbi mevakshim olav rachmin. There's an inyan to tell people that people should daven for you. The person is sick. There's an inyan to tell people, let people know that you're sick, in order that people should come and daven for you. Whenever you have a tzar problem, tell the people they should come and daven for you. So that's beyond this pasuk by a mitzvah. The tamei tamei yikra, he himself should go and tell people that he's tamei. But it has nothing to do with the tumas meis, that if you have a kever there, as if to say there has to be a tzin on top of the kever. So Gemara says, no. Im kein, if only for this last drasha, lichtov v'tamei yikra. Let the pasuk just say a mitzvah tamei yikra, he should call out to say that he's tamei. We would know that's what it means. He should tell people his problems, and people will daven for him. My v'tamei tamei, why does the pasuk say a double lashon of v'tamei tamei yikra shamat mino tarti? From here it's a remez to learn out two halachas. We can also learn out there's a remez here that when you have a kever, the dead person is buried there, it's as if to say he is yelling out to tell people, stay away from me. How is he doing that? The fact is that see in there, there's a mark on top of the kever, so people know to stay away from you. Abaye says another place there's a remez for a tziyun. Abaye Yom Mehocha. Pasuk says, V'lefne'iva lo'isite michshul. In front of a blind person, don't put a stumbling block. There also, if a tekayin that's walking with truma, we don't want him to come tamei, so put a sign there to know not to stumble over the mace. Re'a popir omar, the pasuk says, V'yomar sole soilu ponu derech. Also, clean out the roads. What does it mean, clean out the roads? That means, make sure the kanim, that a Torah can walk through the roads, like make sure there's a tzin on top of the kever. Rav Chinen the Ramar, Harimu Michsho Miderechami. Take away the stumbling blocks from the roads of my nation, which is also the remez, that if you have a kever, a dead person buried there, make it see and the people should know not to walk over it. Rav Yeshua Bre, the Rav Idi Yomar, from another pasuk. It says in Shemais, for your Adatale Metaderech Ashiyachubo. You should know the way to go. What does that mean? That means you should make sure the roads are tor. Mazutru Amar, Vehizartem, Es Bnei Yisroel Mitamosim. Warn the Bnei Yisrael not to become tamei, or watch you from the tamei. So what does that mean, to watch? That means if you have a kever, somebody's buried there, make sure that there's seen on top. Now we'll see later on the Gemara, there's only talking about a case where not everybody knows the kever is there. But in the Beis HaKfaros itself, that everybody knows the mace is there, then you don't have to make it tzion. A tzion means only in the case of a road that people don't know if there's really a mace there or not. So when you have a suffix, if a mace is there or not, then you have to put the tzion on top that people should know to stay away from it. Ravina, what Ravina says from another post, it says in Tehillim, V'som derech erenu v'yesh elokim. Somebody's a som derech, somebody puts his mind to the road. So Rashi says, he makes a sign to which way he should go, he'll see the Yeshua of Hashem. What does this mean? Omri Meshua ben Levi, kol hasom or choysov, zoyche v'royi b'shuwasa shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Whoever is som, means shatz up, make sure he's going in the right way, make sure he's doing the right things, he'll be zoyche to see the Yeshua of Hashem. Shenem Rapasik says, v'som derech, Al tikri v'sum, it doesn't mean like the sum to put the road there, ela v'sham, as if to say he shuts up. He makes an estimate, he looks into carefully which way he should go. Like he thinks before he does things. Such a person is Ereno B'yesh Elokim. He'll be able to see the Yeshua, the help of Hashem. The Rashi says, Ereno B'yesh Elokim. Zeh ha-samar chaysav. It means ha-machashev hefsid mitzvah k'neged tzchara. Like before you do an Aveira, you think about the hefsid of not doing a mitzvah k'neged tzchara. U'tzchara Aveira k'neged tzchara. Before you do an Aveira, think about the hefsid you're going to have from it. V'sam k'may shaman. You shots up. You look at it to see what, if it's worth it or not. Before do the Aveira, see if it's worth it to do the Aveira. But if we're thinking about doing a mitzvah, see if it's worth it or not. So the Sum Derech, somebody shuts us up and looks into the ways, which way to go, he'll be able to see the Yeshua's Hashem. The Morris of the Maestro on this was, Rabbi Yanai Havilei Hahu Talmida. Rabbi Yanai had a Talmud. So Chol Yoyme Havi Makshilei. Every day during Shir, he would ask a lot of questions. But the Shabbat of the Rigla, when it came when the Rebbe gave a shir on Shabbos Yom Tif, he had a big crowd then. Then he didn't ask any questions then. So Rashi says, Mishum the Yosef Kuli Yalma Lepirka, the Makshalev Lehevi Masla Fruke, Hevi Machasif. Since the Rebbe now on Shabbos Yom Tif is giving a big shir in front of a lot of people, the Talmud thought to himself, if I'm going to ask a lot of questions today, maybe my Rebbe won't be able to answer me, and it'll be a big embarrassment for him not to answer in front of the whole Rabbim. So he made up his mind today, in front of the whole Rabbim, he's not going to ask any questions. So that's called the Talmud, that's for Soma Chosov. He thinks into, should he or shouldn't he ask the questions? So the Gemara says, Kori Yalei, Rabbi Yana called upon this Talmud, the Pesach.